George Bush always had more luck with foreign policy than domestic affairs. As Ronald Reagan's vice president, he was a pivotal player in the end of the Cold War, and as president himself, he ordered the first US-led invasion of Iraq to liberate Kuwait in 1991.
The 28 countries with forces in the Gulf area have exhausted all reasonable efforts to reach a peaceful resolution, have no choice but to drive Saddam from Kuwait by force.
At home, he was less effective, and with the economy stumbling, the voters replaced him with Bill Clinton after just one term in the Oval Office. I'm Simon Marks for LBC 97.3 in Washington. I'm Simon Marks for LBC News 1152 in Washington. I'm Simon Marks for Classic FM in Washington. I'm Simon Marks for Heart in Washington.